You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Bet you think slow crock pots are just for dinner, soups, stews, chilies, ribs, roasts. Well, think again. Imagine baking a whole cheesecake in yours. How about a choco berry cheesecake? Choco berry, you heard me right. Yeah, this is all doable thanks to our guest, Judith Finlayson, who is the author of a fabulous must-have book called 175 Essential Slow Cooker Classics. And she is with us now. Judith, thanks for being here. I just can't put my head around baking a cake in a slow cooker. That's like, really? And how'd you figure that out?
Well, I started because I've always liked, English puddings, which they, bake in basically steamed puddings that they put in a pot with a lot of water. And a lot of those would qualify as pudding cakes. And so that was really the start in terms of figuring out that a lot of these old-fashioned type cakes and breads, like steamed breads, are really a tradition. And it was really interesting to me because we took a trip to Iceland this summer, my husband and I, which is lovely. And they bake, it's a tradition there to bake a rye bread in the thermal springs. So they put them in pots and bury them in the earth, and all of the heat of this warm water bakes the bread. And so it's very much that kind of technique. So the slow cooker does do some wonderful cakes. It makes fabulous cheesecakes, and I'm somebody who always had trouble getting my cheesecake out of the oven when I used to cook it in the oven. Without it cracking. So for me, it was a real lifesaver to discover that you can make cheesecakes in the slow cooker, and they just kind of cook away in that wonderful, nice, moist environment, and they never crack.
You know, you said to me earlier when we were talking before we went on live that you can have your cheesecake cooking while you're eating dinner. I went, man, that just sounds great. You just throw the ingredients in, and it, by the time you're finished with dinner, you've got a freshly baked cheesecake and puddings. You have puddings as well. I just want to let you know that I used to live in Iceland. So when you
really
talk about Iceland, my heartbeat just doubled in pace. It is a fabulous, but we can talk about that another time. Yeah, all that rye bread is out of this world. But let's talk about breakfast. Now, you've got a breakfast cereal that you even put in the crock pot.
A wonderful way. I mean, if you know, everybody, we're talking about all the wonderful health benefits of whole grains, and people will say, well, it's wonderful, but I don't have time to do it. But you can make hot breakfast cereals. This is one of the great things about a slow cooker. Put them in before you go to bed. Wonderful whole grain cereals. And when you wake up in the morning, your hot cereal is saying, good morning, have a wonderful breakfast. Mm-hmm. And you've been in bed asleep.
Yeah.
Especially with those, the steel oats, for example, they take a little bit longer to get
soft.
And to get just right. So if you can do that on the slow cooker, what a time saver and a way to eat it. Because I know a lot of people that buy that first packet, try it, and then they never make it again because they just don't like the consistency.
That's right. And you have to stir it on the stove, it tends to dry out on the bottom, and the pot gets a little sticky, and you've got to scrub it and so on. None of that happens in the slow cooker. So it's
fantastic.
A wonderful solution. But to come back to this idea of desserts in the slow cooker, being a wonderful thing for dinner, because you can put them in and forget about them and, enjoy your guests. Which we all want to do without worrying about preparing dessert because it's done.
That's awesome. Now, I want to ask you something because you have a recipe for a bread, whole wheat soda bread made in the slow cooker. And, you know, that was a brand new concept for me. But now you talk about putting all the ingredients in a pan and then you put the pan inside the slow cooker. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct. And that's one of the reasons for getting a larger oval slow cooker, because the dimensions really will accommodate baking in pans, as I do with the steamed brown bread that I make in the slow cooker. You can also make that brown bread if you want in smaller loaves, or you can make it in one big loaf. And the slow cooker is also great for quick breads. Or I have a wonderful, delicious gingerbread recipe in here.
Oh,
old-fashioned gingerbread, which is really great, you know, with applesauce or whatever.
Love ginger.
And one of my favorite desserts, it's a bit of a special occasion dessert, but it's really easy to do, and boy, is it a showstopper because it looks beautiful, are oranges in Cointreau. And all you really do is thinly slice oranges and then basically put them in the slow cooker with some sugar, and you bury a cinnamon stick in the center, and then you cook it in the slow cooker. And then when the liquid gets very syrupy and the oranges get kind of soft and sticky, you know, you're finished, and you stir in some Cointreau and you serve that over ice cream. That is
my
incredible.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. My goodness. That is a great showstopper.
The ultimate ice cream sundae.
Wow, I'm definitely trying that one. I don't want to miss out and talk about lasagna. I never thought about doing lasagna in a crock pot. I think that's a brilliant idea. You have a sweet potato lasagna in your book. Tell us how you do a lasagna in there.
Well, lasagna is actually one of the things that's wonderful in a slow cooker, because I have always found that the oven-ready noodles can sometimes be a bit chewy if you put them in the oven.
Yes.
They love the slow cooker because, of course, they love all that nice, moist heat. And it's just, you know, really, really easy to do. And again, you cook it for 6 hours on low, so you can be out most of the day. And if you're out for a full kind of working day, 8 to 10 hours, I recommend getting a slow cooker that has an automatic timer. So this will turn the slow cooker off. Say if you're doing lasagna, you don't really want it to cook longer than 6 hours because the edges will burn or they'll get brown and a little dry. But if you have a slow cooker that turns itself off, it will keep it warm while you're driving home in your commute, and you will still arrive home to, you know, your prepared dinner. But you don't have to worry about it overcooking.
That's fantastic. I like that tip, and you're right, because you can overcook things on the slow cooker. You absolutely can. So having that timer is key if you're not going to be around to watch the time to turn on and off. And that's one I made note of, because my next one will have a timer. My current one does not, and I have missed that. So thank you, Judith, so much for being with us today. Your book is phenomenal. From sweet potato lasagna to rice pudding, it's all in there. It's 175 essential slow cooker classics that you can find on Amazon.com or go to robertrose.com. Thanks for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.